This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. In Iraq, 58 people have died in a fire in a hospital coronavirus ward. Some officials have said the fire was caused by an electric short circuit. Another said an oxygen cylinder exploded. Here at home, health officials are flagging a small possible risk of a rare neurological reaction from Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Nearly 13 million Americans have been given the one-dose vaccine. The CDC says it has reports of 100 people developing Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's an immune system disorder that can cause muscle weakness and occasionally paralysis. The CDC will ask its outside experts to review the issue. The government says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have shown no risk of the disorder. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 50 Texas Democratic lawmakers are in Washington this morning on the run from their own state, where the House was expected to approve new voting restrictions. The fact that they are not in Texas means the House won't have enough lawmakers in attendance to vote on the bill. Texas Democrat Chris Turner says Republicans are ignoring the will of the voters.
Do not make it harder to vote in Texas, which is the hardest state to vote in already. And Republicans continue to ignore them because they're determined to do whatever it takes to curry favor with the Donald Trump base.
He talked to WJLA-TV. The largest wildfire in the West is threatening California's power supply. It's burning in Oregon. The fierce fires burning across 10 states have forced thousands to evacuate. A hotel has collapsed in China, killing at least 8 people. 9 are still missing after a rescue operation there. This is AP News. Some Americans have been arrested overseas. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
4 U.S. and British men working for a power company contracted for the Olympics have been arrested on suspicion of using cocaine. Tokyo Metropolitan Police say the 4 men were arrested on suspicion of using cocaine in Tokyo or nearby areas in violation of drug laws. They reportedly were drinking at a bar in a Tokyo entertainment district when one of them allegedly intruded into an apartment complex, leading to police questioning and arrests. The 4 men denied police allegations, but they tested positive for cocaine. The incident took place before a state of emergency took effect on Monday in Tokyo, that mainly attempts to curb public alcohol consumption during the Olympics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gained 126 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.